Calm down, ladies.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rewatchmen, where we don't review movies, we re-review movies.
Huzzah!
It's been a while, gentlemen, but we're back again for another fun time, another good time. Yeah. This is TC, and with me, as always, is my
Ben,
my co-pilot, Ben, and as well today we have other Rewatchmen,
Steve,
and Mike.
And Mike,
who's just apparently way too shy to do something
and
awesome.
Candy.
And Candy's here, and
me.
And
Me's
here.
Unidentified knitter.
Well, it's we had a little bit of a break between. It's been weeks since the last one, so I will be surprised if we get a lot of listens to this one. But whatever, it's mostly for me. I just like to hear our voices. I listen to them on my iTunes on a loop, just in reverse too. So it's a lot of share.
I hear you can find the devil that way.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
In the garden of Satan.
Hail Satan. Okay. Can we start things off by saying screw the nostalgia critic?
Hey, he's not the one who came after me. It was a couple spillion.
Let's start a war. East versus West Coast.
What, homie?
Blah, blah,
West
blah.
Side?
No. They've got
both homies. All your kids don't grow.
Rein it in, folks. Had you heard of the nostalgia critic?
Okay, after you guys mentioned it on the last cast, I looked him up, and I didn't listen to it, but I looked at the stuff he reviewed.
Yeah.
He did a lot of, like cartoons and stuff, too. It wasn't just movies like us.
Yeah.
So. I don't know what that... I guess it's kind of the same.
I looked him up as well, and was like, well, yeah, it's kind of the same idea, re-watching old favorites, but...
Was he hating on us?
No. Some of the
What's up, dog? What's up? Come see me.
Some of the listeners, or maybe not listeners, just some haters, gotta hate and say, you know, you're just ripping off the nostalgia critic. Like, what, by talking about old movies?
Yeah. Well, you guys are being unoriginal.
Had you guys ever heard of him?
No.
Nah,
go
fuck
himself.
No, he's... The nostalgia critic's actually cool.
My bad, dog.
It's the people who listen to that.
Yeah. It was just the haters.
I'm sure he's the homie, but...
That's how you know you made it, though.
Yeah, you're being told you're ripping someone off, so...
Thank you, nostalgia critic.
Pow!
For the free publicity.
So,
Much love. But
today we have a good... I think we have a good rewatch...
Yeah.
We'll get to it, of course, but today we're watching Goodfellas, a classic Scorsese. Are we going to have a Scorsese conversation about how to say it?
That'll be for a whole other podcast.
Scorsese. Do you not qualify to be on the podcast if you haven't seen it?
No, because Mike hasn't seen it either.
Yay.
Yeah. But you have.
I have.
You have seen it.
Yeah, through Community.
Because Community.
All I ever wanted was to be in an Italian mobster movie.
You're just going to be watching and go, where are the chicken fingers?
Awesome.
This means so less, it just doesn't mean as much to
me. I'm pretty excited. It's been probably like a year or two since the last time I saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you, though, I like this movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, too. Six years.
I've seen it. Probably the same.
I did a triple feature. I did actually quad feature. I watched Godfather 1 and 2, Goodfellas, and Casino in like a rapid fire succession. So.
Jesus. I think I would have been awesome till we got to Casino, and then I just wanted to rip out Sharon Stone's throat. My bare hands.
I was talking like a mobster for like weeks. Too much.
What
joke
am I,
a
clown here to thank you? So funny.
You should follow that with the good pigeons.
The good pigeons. No, it's the good feathers.
Damn it!
The good feathers.
Ruined another reference.
Actually, did anybody see Bolt?
Yes.
There's the three pigeons in Bolt.
Yeah.
Those are straight up the good feathers. Even the same color scheme.
Yeah.
And I can't be the only one who noticed it.
Never saw that.
Didn't see Bolt.
Yeah. You're not missing out.
Someone's not a Miley Cyrus fan.
Yeah, I was like, Miley's in that, right? Should have watched it. Miley? Who's that? Like, Golden Ticket, dude?
Who?
Like, it's pretty much like winning the lottery if you marry her.
What?
That's who Miley Cyrus is.
Who's this Miley Cyrus?
Well, it's is Miley a girl's name?
I don't know.
It's not even a real name.
Miles. Miles.
Is it short for Smiley?
Smiley Cyrus.
We talked about Bolt, didn't we, at one point? Because it was Chloe Moretz.
It was.
Chloe Moretz did all the vocal recording. They animated to her voice and then replaced her in the 11th hour with Miley Cyrus to sell more tickets.
Stadium?
Wow.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's all bad.
And it's somewhere in a vault buried beneath Walt Disney Studios, along with the original...
Along with Walt's frozen head.
Along with the original Emperor's New Groove. Somewhere deep in the bowels of Disney. But anyway,
speaking of Walt...
Why don't we just jump right into news, since that is a good segue into the news, because they announced it.
Yeah.
So, jam. All right, kids.
Oh, that was just a joke.
May I ask, what? That's just a
joke. Step.
I don't get dubstep. How's that any different from techno or electronica? What makes dubstep? Dubstep.
I think it's just
and then the truck backs up.
I think because it sounds like they took like a techno beat and they just dropped it in a giant like thing of poop.
Oh,
and like that's the sound that comes from that. Like,
well, someone said,
I think you poop differently.
Well, like a septic tank, man. Like, we're dropping a techno beat in a septic tank. I wish I pooped techno beats. Like, I'd be filthy rich. They'd call me Armin Van Pupin.
My food just keeps tasting better.
There's a cool video online right now where it's this blind kid, he's been blind his whole life.
That's hilarious.
And, no, that's...
But, oh my! First midgets and then blind.
He's only eight midgets and blind people. You know I'm half blind, right? Yeah, so I'm
asshole.
I'm half midget.
Shut right. But it's this kid who's been blind in his whole life, but he can play piano by ear, and someone plays him this dubstep electronica song or whatever for like 5-6 minutes. Then the kid turns around, sits at a piano, and turns it into the most beautiful piano composition. He plays that dubstep song on the piano. It's insane. It's really cool.
It's on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
I'm sure tubes of you?
If you just Google blind kid...
Dubstep. You might get some funny dancing, but...
I feel like we should do the news song again. So here's a
play. Cut all that out.
I feel like Armin Van Pupin.
What a rarity. Steve has the first news story.
Come at me, bro.
So please, share with the listeners and all of us.
So, Mr. Tom Hanks has been chosen to play Mr. Walt Disney in the film Saving Mr. Something.
Oswald. I don't know. I haven't heard the title. They actually have a title for it?
Yeah.
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks. Thank you. I kept wanting to say Banksy, but it's like, not the right guy. Wasn't around in the 40s.
Different movie.
Well, there goes Ryan Gosling's hopes.
Well, that was the fan-made poster. Yeah. So I've been wondering for years why there isn't a Walt Disney biopic. When Finding Neverland came out, I thought, why did Jan Barry get a friggin'... John Ritter played L. Frank Baum in a Wizard of Oz biopic. Why isn't Walt Disney had one? You'd think that would have happened by now.
I don't think this is really like a bio. Like, it's kind of a biopic, but it's more about him trying to get the rights for Mary Poppins.
Well, okay.
That's what I read, at least.
The success of My Week with Marilyn, which was inspired, I guess, mostly by the... What's the Nosferatu one who is in that? Willem Dafoe is in that, right?
Shadow
of the Vampire, right. Where instead of trying to tell someone's entire life story, let's just tell a slice of their story. Mm-hmm. Like My Week with Marilyn did that. It was just a week. So it's an interesting way to present a person's real life without having to tell the whole...
The rise and fall of the drug addiction.
Yeah. So anyway, as we all know, Walt had a serious heroin problem. So,
and that's how The Jungle Book came.
In the jungle... Wait, wrong movie.
It's okay. It's all right. It was the heroine talking. So, any more information about this? This
is Meryl Streep's supposed to be in it.
Of course she's going to be in it. Who's she playing? She's playing Walt, isn't she?
I think she's going to play whoever the lady was that wrote Mary Poppins.
Was it Meryl or was it Emma Thompson? Or is it both?
Oh, is it both? I don't know. I this isn't my news story.
Well, it's probably Meryl Streep playing Meryl Streep as Meryl Streep.
As Emma Thompson.
As Emma Thompson, okay.
Damn, that's a fine acting.
Sounds interesting, though. Big Oscar bait.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, huge.
Yeah, yeah, probably win something, unless it turns out to be
People's
like...
choice.
Well,
incredibly like crappy and extremely overrated or whatever.
Well, with Tom Hanks being cast, obviously they're going to go with a very nice guy angle.
Yeah.
But Walt
not the fascist bastard that Disney was, right?
Well, I will defend
Tar
him.
Babies.
Mr. Disney, stop saying Tar Babies.
Why is Donald a Nazi?
The first biography I ever read was Walt Disney, and I did this huge book report on him in school, so I've read Walt's biography, but I've also read biographies of people who worked for him, like Bill Peet, fantastic illustrator who got shafted for Pinocchio, did like tons of work on it, didn't get any credit for the movie. So I've seen what the presentation of Walt Disney is, about this man who worked really hard to get to where he is, and then the, like you said, the fascist sort of evil man aspect of that.
99999.
He was a slave driver. Like, Walt Disney was very, very tough, but look at the difference between the Walt era up to Jungle Book, and Winnie the Pooh was released afterwards, but they actually came up, was finished before Walt died, and the 80s.
Yeah.
The Black Cauldron, The Rescuers, Fox and the Hound started to move towards the 90s. The Great Mouse Detective. The 80s era of Disney is the worst of the animated films. Walt's slave-driving attitude really gave us the best products. The movies that are most classic of the original era are from him. You disagree? Agree?
I agree. They're right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, shut up.
Hurrah, fascism!
What, no Aristocat fans here?
Aristocat. Lion King, homie, what? 90s. Son.
I'm curious to see where this goes, so that's cool. So
Yeah, it should be good.
All right, well, let's go to another news story. I see Ben has his news briefs over there.
More biopics, anyone?
Yeah, let's do it.
How about Ashton Kutcher nabs the Steve Jobs biopic?
Yep, saw that.
Really? Okay, so I saw this on April 1st, so assumingly I thought it was a prank. It is not, because it's confirmed on Yahoo.
it's for realsies.
Okay, I'm going to try to take this as serious as possible.
Okay.
What has Ashton showed us, acting credibility-wise, like... other than Butterfly Effect, don't even bring that up. That he could pull off this kind of high-profile project.
He can make his face look like Walt when he was younger.
Or not Walt, Steve Jobs. Steve. Yeah. There is a photo of a side-by-side, and Steve Jobs really did look like Ashton Kutcher when he was a young man. But what has he done that shows he can act? Is basically that's what you're asking? Gentlemen?
I was going to say Butterfly Effect. But it's not even like that the acting is so over the top great. It's just a good movie, you know, like the story and everything. It's just cool.
It was a fun concept.
Yeah, so it just ended up, well, yeah. I don't know. Now he's on Two and a Half Men. What the fuck is
that? Man.
Is that show still on? Yeah. Is there any? What
is
it Ashton
still number
done?
One rated?
I don't know.
Well, what has he done? Like,
nothing.
You answer the question. Mister?
He hasn't done shit.
What Redbeard said.
What has he done at all?
Why is he doing
this? Dude, where's my car?
Like, I mean, if they're assuming... I feel like every biopic, when they make it, they're like, all right, we're going to try and win an Oscar with this shit. It's going to blow people's minds. Not with Ashton Kutcher.
Aston.
Like, Aston. Aston Kutcher.
Ass-face.
Ash Muncher.
Well, looking at his IMDb page, he's made 28 movies,
okay.
Which is...
He's a veteran.
Crazy.
Right?
Adam Sandler's made 28 movies.
Oh,
he's been making movies longer.
Dang, he's made 28?
Yeah.
I can't even think of five.
I can.
Butterfly effect.
Oh, wait, Adam Sandler? Or...
No, no, just Kutcher. Ashton.
Okay, see, I keep thinking Killer of, like, Matthew McConaughey or something, right?
I'm looking
Killers.
At it.
Killers.
Yeah.
Okay, Killer okay. It, you have to count his TV shows as well, so.
Wow.
That 70s Show, Robot Chicken, oh, he did voices for. Okay, so not 28 movies.
Oh, but... I think Robot Chicken, that's, like, his best acting
Well, looking at his IMDb page, the only stuff he's done where he's played... He's played a serious role would be the Guardian. Like, with Kevin Costner. everything else has been... Dude, Where's My Car?
That was his best role ever.
He was in Reindeer Games.
Wasn't he like a male prostitute in Spread?
He was kind of funny. funny in a movie that was.
I haven't seen Spread, but I have heard that A, sexual. He's good in it, and B, it's a porno.
Yeah, it is. Remember I watched it that one time?
That one time.
When you weren't there.
I didn't finish it, though, because it was just annoying.
So it's an interesting casting choice. It really has to come down to someone said, hey, let's do a Steve Jobs movie. Well, let's start with his young years. What did he look like? Oh my God, that looks like Ashton Kutcher. Let's cast him.
He's got a lot of followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
He'll be easy to get.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll do something.
Maybe.
I don't know. See, it's almost like one of those things, like, they always say, like, I don't know if they always say, I've heard one person say once that, you know, comedians... can be good dramatic actors because it's harder to be funny than it is to be dramatic.
I agree.
And so maybe in that sense, but is he really funny? But, I think that maybe there's hope there. I don't know.
You know who they should have casted? Bruce Campbell, because he should be everything.
That doesn't make sense.
If you can't get Bruce because his schedule is so busy,
then you get Meryl Streep.
I was going to say Nathan Fillion, because he can also play everything.
They don't look anything like
that. It's okay.
Well,
it doesn't need to make sense. We're casting Ashton Munch.
Ashton Munch.
I have to thank you, though, to bringing on the subject of who you would you cast instead. And so, let's put that. Who would you cast instead?
It's easy. For Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Wouldn't make the movie?
Ryan Gosling. Off the top. He didn't get to be Walt. Why not?
You know, I think if this was handled by the Social Network team of Fincher and Sorkin,
yeah,
that'd be very cool. Don't do the rise and fall thing, but rather, like, maybe the whole 1 week aspect or the month of,
some specific moment in his life. So you would cast, what's his name, Jesse Eisenberg? Is that what you're saying?
What did I have on here?
Timberlake.
Joe Gore.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Hell yeah.
He's nerdy, but he's not, like, unattractive.
Yeah, he's very handsome. Let's all talk about handsome Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He is a cute one.
Stop it!
I like his smile.
Is there any better choice besides Joe Gore?
You.
Honestly?
Yep. I'd cast TC.
Oh, I'd cast TC as well, to be honest.
I'd cast TC,
Hey, you know what? Let's just do it, dude. Let's do our own Steve Jobs biopic. All we need is a bunch of computers for the 80s.
A lot of, like, fuck Microsoft posters.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think I'd be more interested in watching something about Bill Gates than Steve Jobs, because I've heard a lot of bad things about Steve Jobs.
Well, it's just like going back to Walt.
Yeah.
His bad attitude gets results. Steve Jobs, was a notorious asshole, but look what he created for us.
Yeah.
Like, how many Mac products? There's Apple products in this room that we could, three, four Apple computers, iPods.
Got a tattoo on my butt.
That's right.
I'm owned by Apple.
But you would rather see Bill Gates?
I feel like I'd be more interested to see his... Rise. I mean,
Bill. Rise.
I would love to see, like, a Freddy versus Jason. Like, Jobs. Here, Gates. Here. One arena.
There's the pitch. They're coming out with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. You want Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates, the slasher film.
I want to see him choke him out with, like, a mouse cord.
Dude, he's Cat 9.
USB this, you son of a bitch. That didn't make sense.
Beat him up. No,
that unintentionally made sense. USB, you son of a bitch.
All right.
Yeah. Well done. Magic. Dance, hands in the middle. Another news story.
Hey! Yahtzee.
On the topic of comedy, Anchorman 2 gets the green light.
It's true. And some story details.
Yes. So, I am excited, but hesitant. I am a huge fan of Anchorman. Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah. I have not watched it in years and years and years. Like, since it first came out. And when I watched it back then, I didn't find it as funny.
Yeah. Huh.
But the other day, I was walking through the break room at work, and, it was on, and I was like, dude, that is fucking hilarious. Like, I need to rewatch this movie.
Yeah, it's one of the movies on rotation in the break room. Yeah. And I'm happy to, because it is one of those movies where you can just walk in, see a clip, laugh your ass off, and leave. Mike, how do you feel?
Oh, I love Anchorman.
Yeah.
I always thought it was funny. Everything, I mean, even, I feel like Will Ferrell was even, like, not the funniest one in that movie. It was all the supporting cast there. Yeah, and they were Steve Carell was hilarious, his little role.
Every word out of his mouth. Yeah.
The whole thing, the grenade.
I don't know.
That's the part I watched. Rick, where did you get a grenade?
My initial reaction upon watching it, though, was exactly like Steve's. I didn't get it. You know, it was just kind of like, it was just too out of the blue for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, after multiple viewings, I feel like that is the holy grail. That is like the time capsule of the 2000s for comedy-wise.
Yeah.
And to make a sequel, that might be blasphemous.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Especially the details here, like you mentioned. Right. Adam McKay hints that there might be a kid.
Right.
Between. Which is like, X, no, for, no, like, babies. Sequels. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't need some, we don't need, what's that little black kid from, Role Models? We don't need that.
Fuck you, Miss Daisy.
Oh, that's all the details you have. You guys have thoughts on this? What's like some improvements, or not even improvements, just like what do you want to see in the sequel?
Just everyone back. That's one of those things. And then even if the movie's shitty, it's like, oh, but at least everyone was there.
Yeah.
And they make me smile.
It's definitely an ensemble piece, that first one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think going bigger for the sequel might be worse now, especially since Will Ferrell's gotten to that point in his career where he's oversaturated now, too. And you don't want to go semi-pro on this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I kind of have life.
I gave you everything, my soul.
That was the best line of that movie. The whole part where he's like letting his wife like get all.
I love that Michael first Anchorman.
Yeah,
and Talladega Nights is probably like just below that. But
when
people ask me what my favorite Will Ferrell movie is, I say my favorite Will Ferrell quote movie is Anchorman.
Yeah,
the best movie he's ever done is Stranger Than Fiction. Hmm. Because it's not a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
It's a very serious film. It's Oscar worthy, though it didn't get nominated for anything.
Yeah.
That's how good Stranger Than Fiction is.
Shake and bake, DC. Shake and bake.
First, and we're doing hand gestures here. This reads so.
Look at this.
Eriki Booby.
I want to pitch something to you guys, though, for a sequel. Since Kristen Wiig is leaving Saturday Night Live and her movie career is blossoming, I want to pitch her as the villain in Anchorman 2.
Make it happen.
Because
then get to the leave now and go right.
Paramount, are you listening?
McKay.
Because what Veronica Corringstone did for that first movie in that era for Anchor people, co-people. was just like launched this, and then I want to see like more female anchors come out, and I want to see like Kristen Wiig be like this psycho obsessed anchor lady who is like worships Veronica Corningstone, and she wants to like be her.
Oh, so like single white female.
Single white female.
So she could. I see an opening scene of her taking out Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And I mean, taking him out.
And Dorothy Mantooth.
Pop, pop.
That would be, anything that'd Kristen Wiig is in, I'm down.
Ever since Knocked Up.
Yeah.
I've been all for her. With her, like, 2 minutes, not even two, like, 30 seconds of screen time, which is so hilarious.
Yeah, she has a great deleted scene from Forgetting Sarah Marshall where she's the yoga instructor.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the best scenes. I'm just gonna feel your body. And she just lays on top of Russell Brand. Oh, it's so tight. You're doing this so well. And then Jason Segel's trying to do stuff. And he's like, I got it. She's like, no, you don't got it. Just leave. You can leave now. So, yeah, anything Kristen Wiig, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, she's super cute. So I'm down.
So let's keep it rolling on comedies. But this time is unnecessary 90s comedy sequels. I don't know if you guys heard, but Dumb and Dumber 2 got the green light.
Oh, jeez.
Done. No. Goodbye. No. Next news story.
Just wait. Yeah, you don't want to hear the next one.
Oh, yeah.
But
let me guess, they're not even getting Jim Carrey.
No, they're back. Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey are coming back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll fucking but watch it.
I'll watch it. Yeah. Fuck.
I'm okay with
this. Tell me they got on the bus. Tell me they got that bus.
I'm not concerned with those two. Who I'm concerned is the Farrelly brothers.
Yes.
They've been off their rocker for the last decade.
Yeah. You know what?
With this new Stooges movie coming out, I'm just like...
From
what it started with Paul Giamatti, Jim Carrey, and Sean Penn, to
that was
these, like, D-list guys.
Yeah, it was going to be a serious film.
Yeah, it was going to be a biopic, sort of.
Oh.
The Farrelly brothers...
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, why not?
They got lucky with Something About Mary.
Yeah.
That shoved them, Dumb and Dumber came before that and was very successful for them, and that allowed them to go make Something About Mary. But we should rewatch Something About Mary. It's not that good.
It's not as funny as, I'd agree with that.
It stood the test of time. Yeah. And, much like Jack Black and Kevin Smith, the more the Farrelly brothers put out, the less I like the stuff they did before. I even kind of have a hard time watching Dumb and Dumber now.
Yeah.
Though I still like Dumb and Dumber. That's it. I can't think of any other Farrelly brothers movie that I like.
And their messages and their movies started to get more heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Like Shallow Hal. Yes, we get it.
Bad people are people, too.
And
Steve and I locked
eyes.
Damn,
that sounded really mean.
Fuck, dog.
No, you're getting in shape. It looks good.
He's just fluffy.
I ain't fluffy. I'm much bigger than me.
I was playing a video game with some friends once, and... I don't know what possessed... Oh, we were playing Mario Kart, and Wario, cut me off.
Awesome.
And I was like, God, I hate fat people. And I got real quiet in the room, and I kept playing, completely oblivious to the fact that the one girl in the room was a very overweight girl who kind of looked sad suddenly, and everyone kind of looked at me and her, and we're like... and I was like, why did you get so quiet?
Damn.
Mario's a fat asshole.
So
Wario is a fat ass.
No, fat Wario, man. Fat,
yeah. Mario's just big bone, dog. Like,
yeah.
Wario, Bowser.
He's just a hefty. Not everyone can be Luigi. <You know?
laughs> A lot of editing for this one, TC. Bad for you.
Let's bring it back.
Now, just like Anchorman, I feel like this was the time capsule of the 90s, too. Like,
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber is. And I can't.
Mario Kart. I mean.
Mario Kart the movie. And it's such a standalone movie. Like, I can't see what a sequel could add to the Dumb and Dumber legacy.
We've seen what they can do with a Dumb and Dumber legacy.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber is a terrible film.
You shit all over my bathroom.
Bob Saget saying shit like rapid fire 50 times in 3 minutes.
That was awesome.
That's the only thing I remember about it.
It's the only thing worth remembering about it.
And that movie, I can't remember anything from that movie other than that.
Wasn't there like a parade at the end or something?
I don't remember.
I think there's a parade.
I saw it the one time in theaters and never saw it.
I just hated life.
But I guess in defense, the Farrelly brothers weren't involved with that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even produce. Like, they were just like, yeah, sure, make another one, whatever, Paramount.
Okay, so these guys did Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
And they did
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
Shallow Hal.
Which, to be honest, Shallow Hal actually is a pretty good movie. I don't like the heavy-handed message of it.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of sweet.
All right, so I was at the gym the other day on one of the cardio machines, and it was on, and all I could think of was, this movie fucking sucks. Why am I watching this crap?
Gwyneth Paltrow in a fat suit.
Yeah.
They were playing that at the gym?
Yeah. Well, it was like on TBS.
What are they trying to say to you people at the gym? That's
motivation,
so mean.
Motivation.
So I just put it on the NFL Network and like continued to hear about Manning joining the Broncos.
Sports, come on, man.
sorry, guys.
What else did you do? Stuck on You with Greg Kinnear, Matt Damon.
Oof.
And Meryl Streep, surprisingly.
No surprise there. What is she not in? Heard she's going to be a new Ninja Turtle.
She's Donatello, right?
Yeah.
She's Master Splinter.
What else have they done?
They've recently, I don't know.
The Heartbreak Kid?
Oh, God. Yes, and that movie was awesome. That was the Ben Stiller, Malin Ackerman movie.
I remember laughing once. That was about a weed joke. Marijuana, funny. And that was it.
I do that. I get that because I do it too.
That fool rips it like a little girl.
Oh, that's not the right one.
I do really like Me, Myself, and Irene.
I heard Kingpin is awesome. I still haven't seen
that. Yeah, Bill Murray's in it. And Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, why have I not seen that? That's a better question. The fuck is wrong with me?
For the most part, though.
It's because you're at the gym too much watching Shallow Hal.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It started with Me, Myself, and Irene, I feel like, when they started really... I don't know, maybe someone said, oh, you're just... Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay.
You guys are just dick and fart jokes, and they're like, all right, we'll put messages in here. It's like, ah, your messages are more powerful than your dick and fart jokes at this point. And
back to the dick and fart jokes!
Well, that's what they did with Heartbreak Kid, and it was a failure.
They forgot how to do it.
Shit, and we got Three Stooges coming out.
Oof.
I, despite the fact that Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are coming back, I don't have high hopes for Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have high hopes for this.
Yes.
The twin sequel.
Oh, is Aziz Ansari in it?
What? Yeah, isn't he going to be the third twin or something?
I don't know. Is he, or is he just saying random shit online?
I think it's the latter.
All right, for sure. Makes twins. Me even more awesome.
Triplets, right?
Yeah, it's going to be called Triplets, and the triplet is the third son, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, it's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
But is Danny DeVito and Arnold coming back?
Yeah.
Arnold.
Because Arnold still needs to pay for child support.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to watch the shit out of that movie. Fuck. Arnold could be in any movie. As long as he's in it, I'm going to watch it. I don't care how crappy it is.
If they were going to make a sequel to any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, it should have been Junior.
Not the last action hero.
This time I'm having twins.
That'd make more sense. He has Eddie Murphy.
Oh, please, God, make it happen. Make it happen. And then Eddie Murphy can be like a CG'd, like, baby.
Hey, Daddy, what are you doing? I ain't gonna breastfeed. Gotta do it.
Come on.
Good. Latch onto the nipple.
Come on. Do it. It's right here. What are you waiting for? You're hungry.
Chris Tucker's the rival, baby.
Oh, hell no. He'll be back, son. He'll be back.
Sidebar. I can't wait for the Terminator Holocaust mashup spinoff. Schindler all the way.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hold on a minute. Yes, you're on the list.
Come with me. Good.
Woo!
That was a bad
taste.
So
this is what happens when we don't see each other for weeks.
So are you saying John Connor's... Connor is an Ellis Island name, and it used to be Connerwitz. Are you Elias? Are you Elias Connerwitz? Come with me if you want to live. I don't feel like I should. You have an Austrian accent, and I feel like maybe you could be tricking me right now. No, I'm from the future. If this was the plan all along, maybe they should have changed your robotic voice to something a little more likable.
Directed by Woody Allen. And we're shooting it in France.
When I learned to dance.
Woo.
We are out of control. I don't even know if any of this will be usable. It's going to just be... Rah, 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 rah.
Wah, 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 wah.
A wall of noise.
Can't feel my fingers.
Here, let me warm them up for you.
Do you want to use my mittens?
Is that like my fingers are cold, or
is that like you're laughing so much there's no oxygen going through your fingers?
I think it might be that. The medical condition isn't yet to be discovered.
All right. Let's get serious here.
It's gas.
Do you have a news story, TC?
I do. Actually, I'm going to bring it up here. Hold on a second. Okay, so I'll cover this real quick, but it'll probably be covered by everyone by the end of the day. So by the time I post this tomorrow, it'll be old news.
Yeah.
But they posted a promo piece of a promo picture of Anne Hathaway in the full Catwoman regalia, as you guys can see it on the screen here.
Mm-hmm.
We have mask, boobs, gun, butt, and boots. Those high heels are very impractical. That's my first thought.
I wish they were clear.
They should have fish swimming.
Yeah. Disco stew.
Candace, can you see it okay?
Yes.
Steve, you had a thought about this.
She's lacking in the booty department, man.
It's not a Rachel McAdams caboose like you had hoped.
A Rachel McAdams.
You had to think about that? I'll Google that. She's got a tush. So this, Mike, what do you think?
It was cute. I mean, yeah, her ass, you know, I don't know.
I mean, like, it's one of those shots, too, where it looks like they're trying to show off that, like, portion of her.
You guys are so concentrated on the butt.
Well, it's, like, right there.
She has nice breasts.
Look at me.
Well, usually promo pics always are really misleading because for The Dark Knight, the Batman one looked like Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And so is this one. And I'm not a fan of just, like, action heroines running around in high heels because, as someone said, highly unpractical.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something about Catwoman in movie form, if it's not Tim Burton, it's just very silly. You know, it doesn't scream Nolan to me right there.
Yeah.
I kind of like the mask and the ear setup they've got going right now. Like, yeah. I feel like that looks better than the previous stuff we were seeing of her. I feel like she looks more Catwoman-y.
Yeah,
it's very Eartha Kitt.
Perfect!
You know what I liked? I don't know if they did the goggles yet. When she was on the bike, she did the goggles.
Yeah.
I like the Jim Lee, or was it Jim Lee?
It's
the Ed Brubaker run of
Brubaker, yeah. The goggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very practical goggles cat suit.
I think that would translate it better to screen than the
Well, you're right that this is misleading. It is a promo shot.
Yeah.
It's not lit like a film. It just goes back to those cell phone pics of Batman.
Yeah.
Up to that point, people had expectations, and then that preview came out, and you saw him on the steps in the film, and it looked amazing. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's lit, it's in camera, color correcting, like, you know, all the things that movies, like, do to make them look that way, you know?
To me, this doesn't look much better than the Wonder Woman costume that came out, like, 6 months ago. Oh. This looks like a Halloween costume.
All right, I'm going to fight you with that one. I think this looks better than that Wonder Woman one, the one for the TV show, I, like, puked a little bit. Like, that looked like we were back in Batman and Robin era, like, dude, like, not even a gay joke and shit. Like,
this looks like cosplay. This doesn't look like a Nolan costume.
Yeah.
And
I think once we see it through the camera.
That's what I'm saying, is that at this point, it looks, whatever, it's a costume. There are Catwoman costumes out there that are better, that fans have made.
Yeah.
But they're photographed and made to be photographed. This costume wasn't made to be a still promo shot. It was made to be on camera moving, so. The heels are ridiculous, though, I will say.
Yeah,
Yeah. At least make them Aeon Flux, where they're connected in the middle.
Yeah.
They should have been Toms.
But
then she'd be hipster cat. Like.
Hey, I'm gonna get this with my latte.
Hey, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in this movie. But
I'll reserve judgment for the movie
because here on the cast, in Nolan, we trust.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like,
until we get to the
hi, Nolan.
You can keep showing me all the crappy pictures you want. Until I see that movie, I have utmost faith in this film. I cannot wait to watch it. Like, Ben, let's go fist fight right now for it. I'll go watch it.
But I'm with you, man.
This isn't about Batman. This is just, he wants to punch
him. We have a punching bag in the back to play with later.
I'm just saying. If that's what'll get it, then we'll go do it. I'll let you beat me up, dog. Like, let's go watch this shit now.
Well, so before we move on, I will say we're very close to I for our rewatching. We're watching Insomnia.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because have you guys seen Insomnia?
Yes.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I have it at home, actually.
You've not seen it?
I've not seen it.
Okay. Oh. It's the one Nolan movie that people are always like, yeah, let's not talk about that.
It's the one Nolan movie that Nolan didn't write.
But we'll get there. Let's move on to another story, and then how many stories
do you have? I have two more. Do you guys have anything else?
No. I've got a little tidbit.
Okay.
On a little tidbit on a little tiny film you guys might have heard about called Prometheus.
Mm. Is it the trailer?
I haven't heard of it.
Well, the trailer was awesome. But actually, what I was going to talk about real quick is, I guess kind of a spoiler alert, but Prometheus is a prequel to Alien. And Ridley Scott showed, like, the first 10 minutes over in London to a bunch of, like, press and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess afterwards he talked about it and said the last few minutes of Prometheus are going are going to be directly related to Alien.
All right. As long as it doesn't connect to the beginning of Alien, I'm fine.
I don't think it will, but
if
I think
something that sort of connects, I'll be okay with
it. I think it'll definitely connect, but we're talking like 40-year difference or something
okay,
like
I don't
want
to
like,
see the Death Star being built through a window. Okay? I don't want that kind of connection, okay? If it's like, at the end of the movie, 50% of the audience goes, oh, and the other half is like, dude, that movie was bomb. What are you all owing about? That I'm cool with.
Yeah. And he also said there will be something like the chest burster scene, but like something just as violent, but nobody will be witnessing it except for like the audience. Like, it's going to happen to someone... Okay. Solo.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm so stoked for this movie.
The anticipation for this film, at least for me, has grown. When it was first announced, I was like, man, whatever, I don't know. But the closer and closer it gets to coming out, the more and more that comes out. It's the best marketing since The Dark Knight, where it's just enough to keep your mouth watering without giving away anything. Because I don't know if you guys remember when The Dark Knight was being promoted. They showed so much, but when you sat down and watched that movie, was anything spoiled by
No, nothing.
Like there's nothing in the movie itself where I
except
was like,
I saw the leaked picture of Harvey Dent.
That would
his face. I knew it was gonna happen.
So with Prometheus, I feel like they're being very strategic with this release, which is really, really strange for Fox.
Well done, Tom.
I'm just so excited. Yeah. You know, we haven't had a really good sci-fi film, it feels like.
Yeah.
Like, sci-fi, like, in space, like, you know, because Inception's sci-fi, I guess, but, you
District
know.
District 9, too.
Yeah, District 9.
But you're talking about a space opera.
Yeah.
Well, not really space opera, because this is, like, I think, Star Wars, you know, like, somebody's got to save the day. This is, like, kind of horror, like, awesomeness. Yeah. Can't wait.
Bringing back the horrors of space travel.
Okay,
I got
Ben.
The fanboy serum.
Strap them down. All
right. So we were talking about The Dark Knight, right? So to transition onto the similar comic book theme, Ben Kingsley, possible villain in Iron Man 3. So before you guys say anything about this, are we going to get the Gandhi or the love guru, Ben Kingsley?
Look, Iron Man 2 ruined it for me. Iron Man 1 is a great film. It's fun. It's still cool to watch. But Iron Man 2 is so, to me, unwatchable.
That sounded real.
That's how I feel when I hear Iron Man 2. Just,
Septic tank.
So much.
Septic tank. Septic tank dubstep.
So, tell me, how could Iron Man 3 be good?
How can this redeem us from the bad taste that is Iron Man 2. Well,
different director.
Shane Black, he has a repertoire with Robert Downey Jr. because they worked on Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a veteran as well. He's done Lethal Weapon and what have you.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. But the thing is,
which Lethal Weapon did he do?
First one.
Sweet.
The good one.
Are we talking about the writer?
Writer.
Yeah.
He wrote it. And he directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which was a good movie too.
Yeah. Excellent film.
So he's got that going, but will Marvel keep their heads out of this?
Well, Paramount Marvel.
Yeah.
They can't. Look what they did to Iron Man 2.
Yeah. Will they scale this back into another individual picture, or is S.H.I.E.L.D. going to be...
Well, they've come out and said this is a standalone film.
But do we believe them?
Is Iron Man 3 going to be a standalone film that takes place before the Avengers?
2?
Yeah. No, before the Avengers at all.
Oh, yeah, like a Fast and Furious type thing.
Yeah, like Fast and Furious.
Like a Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 Tokyo
So
Drift.
If Iron Man 3 can be a standalone film that somehow fixes the mess that Iron Man 2 was, but not be this big blowout connection to the Avengers movie, sure.
Was it Tokyo Drift number 3 too?
Yeah, but it takes place after...
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what you're saying.
It's super confusing.
I mean, as long as they don't rip off the Ghostbusters ending again, I think I'll be alright.
I mean, they botched the Demon in the Bottle story arc, and how much is left in the Iron Man pool. I mean, your hero's as strong as your villain, and you're not doing the Mandarin, who is already like, okay, he's racist.
they can do him unracistly.
You gotta change the name. It's like having a black villain and calling him the African.
Well, Favreau was setting up the Mandarin.
Yeah.
in the first movie, who's the Arabian guy, the bald guy?
Yeah.
He has a banner behind him when they're making their video of Kinnick, which is the symbol of the Mandarin.
Yeah.
He has the ring.
Yeah.
Obadiah Stane has the second ring.
Yeah.
And Sam Rockwell has another ring from the Mandarin's nine rings. So he was, Favreau was trying to lead up to the nine rings of the Mandarin, but, you know, Paramount stepped in and screwed him. So, who the hell is Ben Kingsley going to play?
Yeah.
Thing Fang Foom? That's racist too.
Hello, Iron Man.
Highland Man.
Oh, I love Chris.
He's just going to have super long eyebrows.
I feel like they should just make him look like the dude from Big Trouble Little Tokyo. Big Trouble Little China.
China, yeah.
Tokyo.
Oh, I can't. That doesn't read out.
So are you big on the Iron Man, TC? Because I'm pretty sure you know more villains than I do.
No, that's it. I know.
Is Crimson Dynamo a Iron Man villain?
I think so.
Yes, he's the... No, well, not necessarily.
Oh, wait, they did... Mickey Rourke was kind of him.
Yeah.
It was half and half.
Whiplash, Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah, okay, never mind then.
So, well,
that's it?
You're only as good as your rogues gallery.
Yeah.
That's why Batman's so good.
Yeah.
That's why even, yes, I'll say Spider-Man's good. And that's why what Superman lacks and what a lot of characters like. Iron Man isn't even a character people knew until the movie came out. There are plenty of people who weren't conscious of Iron Man as a character until Robert Downey Jr. stepped up to the plate. But he doesn't have villains. They went, okay, even Obadiah Stane in the first movie, was that your breakout villain? Are you going to follow that up with Whiplash? I mean, these aren't characters that are memorable at all.
Yeah.
So maybe they should take someone else's villain.
Doctor
Doom. Iron Man works better as a supporting character, like with the Avengers. Like,
well, I guess we'll see when the Avengers come out if Downey steals the show.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't.
He probably will.
Yeah.
Just his presence. He has, you know, he's one of
I'm rooting
people.
For Jeremy Renner. Like, he's my favorite actor on that whole goddamn list. Like, the newborn, man. You gotta watch out. Larynx chop your ass.
All right, well, let's get to that last news story.
Okay. I have one big one, and then one just kind of fun one.
Okay.
So, everyone, the nation is captivated by Hunger Games fever. So, we're already talking sequel and whatnot, and Gary Ross dropped out.
Officially.
As of today.
Yeah. Officially.
So, I guess the question is, does it even matter if they have a new director? Because I feel like they built this kind of foundation already for it, to where they're just going to have a hired hand come in rather than a visionary and just, like, change everything they already built.
Yeah.
I'll say Alfonso Cuarón.
Well,
when he
played.
Came in for Prisoner of Azkaban, he took the foundation of what the two Harry Potter films have done and completely turned it around.
Yeah.
And every Harry Potter movie that followed after that followed Cuarón's lead in making it a much more mature film. Now, having read the books, the second book of The Hunger Games is way better than the first one.
Yeah.
And given the right director, they could fix some of the mistakes and the missteps they made narratively in the first one with the second one. So,
Michael Bay.
Okay.
It's just...
Did you guys see that trailer, Titanic 3D, like super 3D?
It's
like,
it's so
what happens?
Wait,
don't even
just let them watch it.
Okay.
After we do this, before we watch the movie, we need to watch it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right.
But no, but I think that's fine. I don't know, because I like the Hunger Games, but I don't think it was amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, the directing was... fine.
Like, it was solid because Gary Ross has a solid track record. I mean, Seabiscuit, Pleasantville, this guy's a veteran.
Yeah.
But what I didn't like was the action. It was just
it was let's burn everything up.
All I saw was like
pulled off that PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cause I mean, like, they did that to give, you know, I mean, like, everybody says they do that so you feel like you're in the battle and, it's all frantic. Like, me, personally, I like to see beautiful violence and, like, beautiful choreography, but...
Go see The Raid.
Yeah, go see The Raid. Seriously.
Anyway.
With that, like, because they did that, they were able to get away with more, like, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, because you don't have to show, like...
Yeah.
Little kid getting its arm hacked off. Even though I kind of want to see that, you know,
so
like
awesome.
Kind of wanted to see that.
Well, like I wanted that battle royale violence with that really like, because I liked The Hunger Games. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, that's another question I wanted to gear directly towards Steven, because I remember he was bagging on it a lot before seeing it.
We don't have Xander, dog pilot. Did you listen to the Dogma podcast. Continues, Ben.
So you enjoyed it then, Steve?
I did like it. Okay. I thought it was a good movie. Yeah. You know, like, it had that Tarsem Singh, like, kind of, like, ridiculousness with some of the outfits and stuff. Like, I was just waiting for somebody to have, like, 12 candles on a fucking hat.
Walking around. I'm a menorah man.
You know, or, you know. But other than that, like, I thought it was a good movie. I like the like, whole, like, dystopian, like, future. And, you know, it was a nice movie.
Yeah.
She could shoot shit with a bow. I'm interested to see where it goes, and it was weird seeing Woody Harrelson with long hair.
Or with hair.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want TC to get into this too much, because I know he's already, like, just...
I'm fatigued.
He's just over it, you know? But I felt like the social commentary really got lost in the film adaptation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the best part of the film was when they started rioting for me. The music and all that, like it just felt like that was the best scene in the whole movie, because it was like, dude, let's go riot right now. I'm getting out of this theater. Like.
Turn out. Okay, without making a huge deal of it, because we're already an hour into the news, I had told Ben, like, we had planned on doing a Battle Royale cast, but Hunger Games came out. I had defended it so much. Hunger Games versus Battle Royale. I saw Hunger Games as a film, and I'm just tired. The story, they told the events of the Hunger Games perfectly. They told the events perfectly. They missed so much of what makes the book so good. And I know it's a given that the book is going to be better. But I felt like there were things they cut from the film that if they had left in, would have had more of an impact.
Yeah.
Director's cut?
Maybe. That's what I've been kind of like hoping for, but at the same time, I think it's beyond the point. They've got the audience, they've got the money, they made bank on this film. It's the highest grossing film of the year. It is good. I just felt like it missed all of the emotion.
And going back to the whole director thing, like, they've made so much money that it doesn't fucking matter who they get to direct.
That's what Ben was saying, just have someone step in.
They're just gonna have somebody come in. Like, whether or not the second movie sucks, like, does not matter. They're gonna make money. They have everybody in, it's the new Twilight, like, and it's good, like, the first one was at least.
I don't even want to compare it to Twilight at this point.
But that's the fan base. Yeah. That's the fan base they're after, I feel like.
No. Like, you're right, it did get the Twilight fan base, but how many guys walked out of Twilight and went and read the books? The Hunger Games has achieved what very few movies have had. There are four major demographics in cinema, and Hunger Games got them all. Youth, females, the male 18 to 24, and the adults.
They got all four.
They got the red beards.
Yeah. I mean, it was good, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's they were calling it the new Twilight before it even came out. Like,
I think that was the making of the hype machine. It's sad, but it did fall. And the movie catered to it too. Like, they played up the love triangle, even though there was no love triangle in the book.
Yeah, they had Gail sitting there watching him.
I'm such a sad puppy.
We were outside. Like, did you work the opening night?
No.
Okay, I worked the opening night, and I had to walk outside, collect trash and crap, and it was like Twilight opening night. It was a bunch of girls.
Well, I'm glad, though, and this goes back. There is a love triangle in it, but it's not a love triangle like Jacob, Edward, and Bella from Twilight. It's she's confused. She's a 16-year-old girl who's never even thought about a relationship other than saving her family. That's it. And now she's in a position where she has two options, and it's confusing. And I felt like, when I was 16, I know that there was multiple girls that I was interested in, and I was confused. And I felt like they handled it on a much more realistic level as a realistic love triangle, as opposed to the forced love triangle that they did present in the film.
Yeah.
So wait, Katniss is 16?
Yeah.
She don't look 16.
Well, it's because the actress is 21.
I bought it, though.
I think a lot of people were miscast, but Jennifer Lawrence, that was perfect.
Yeah. Oh, she was great. Yeah. I mean, she's a great actress, though. I mean,
Academy Award nominated actress.
I mean, you can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know who needs to get another acting job? That girl from True Grit. Like, I don't even know her name. Anna
Paquin?
No.
No.
True Grit. Yeah. Not True Blood. Hayley Steinfeld.
Dude, she was great. Like,
yeah.
Her and Precious, crazy.
Precious?
She was a great actress.
Gabrielle Sidibe.
miscasting, yes, Thresh was terribly miscast. Yeah. He looked exactly
Which
like
one was Thresh?
He was the crazy District 1 guy at the end that yeah.
He looked like somebody else in the movie. Like
he looked like PETA. It was like they looked too similar.
Yeah.
Granted, when you read a book, you have to use your own imagination and paint the characters, but I thought not Thresh, I'm sorry.
Kato.
Kato was miscast. Yeah, Thresh I thought was great. Thresh was the black dude who was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, my favorite part in the book was Rue, and that was like the relationship that you know, she found salvation in Rue because she reminded so much of her little sister Prim, and which you
I
know,
I feel like they just glanced over that.
Yeah, the whole movie felt to me like, okay, this is the mindset of the filmmakers that I thought their thought process was, like, since the fan base is so rabid and then we know they're gonna come out anyways and they've read the book, let's just play Mad Libs with them. Let's just film the important stuff and have them fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Like, this, it was glossed over. I mean, it... Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. They filmed the events perfectly.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell the full story.
Yeah. I didn't feel the weight of it when it all went down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been when she's out in the forest, like, her sitting up there hungry and so everything. It was just, like, one thing right after another.
Oh, hey, little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, bye, little girl.
Here. Bye. Yeah. Pow.
Well,
there's no emotional connection. But now we're doing, like, rewatchmen of
The Hunger Games. I'll wrap it up by saying, anyone listening to this, if you haven't gone online, there are fan-made Hunger Games films that are just awesome.
Yeah.
The what was the one? It's the
Second
Quarter Quell. Yeah. Second Quarter Quell. A little rocky at the beginning with the dude choking out from his neck slash open. A little heavy-handed. But after that, it's verbatim from the book.
Yeah.
So go on YouTube. Just look for the Hunger Games fan films. There's some really, really, really great ones, and that's all I have to say about that.
And look for the fan film by Stephen Abram.
Wait. Not yet, my friends.
Wait, one more.
Rue's story.
So, real fun, real quick. Steve knows this. Indiana Jones coming on Blu-ray, finally. What is that one movie out there that's not had a Blu-ray released yet and you guys want to see converted?
Jaws, and it's coming out this August. What?
Well, there's your answer. I'm afraid I'm still in the Stone Ages. I still have DVDs.
He's still converting his VHS tapes.
I've actually begun to go all digital, so I don't even...
I call in a group pool to get TC a TV and Blu-ray player.
I agree.
Not gonna say no.
The screen burnt out, and I'm not even gonna bother fixing the bulb because I'd rather buy a plasma than pay $200 for a light bulb. So yeah.
Is there one you would like to see on Blu-ray, Mike?
That's gosh, no, not that I know. I'm sure there's some, but not that I can think of off the top of my head. I usually see like what they convert to Blu-ray. It's like, this must be worth watching.
That's not always true.
But Jaws, like they're gonna have like a documentary on there, like of them restoring it, and they added a fan-made documentary that was made. I believe it was fan-made.
Dude, now's our chance to remake it in your backyard.
Dude, down!
We could be on the Blu-ray.
The shark is still working, though. And
Bruce.
That one has a bunch of, like, rare interviews and stuff. Yeah. Interviews with Troy Dye. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, is it Schneider?
Good man.
Schneider.
Roy Schneider, yeah. No, wait. It's not Schneider. It's Schneider.
Schindler.
Sheriff Brody, damn it.
Yeah, Sheriff Brody. He passed away. Like, I remember like finding out about that a couple years ago, but they added that. They have the original documentary on restoring it. So excited. Love that movie. Can't come soon enough.
Ben, do you have one that...
I have two.
Two, okay.
Star Wars, the original unaltered cut.
Yes, please.
Never going to happen. Continue.
I like that original unaltered cut, like, just cleaned up, you know? Because the ones I have on DVD are not cleaned at all. Like, dirty, shitty-looking prints. Like, Lucas was just like, give them what they want.
He's like, us?
Actually, if I know George Lucas, he hadn't used toilet paper in about 10 years. He says reels of the movie and just like...
Oh, that's an original cut from 1976.
Pierce is just like, oh!
Oh, look at that. The last couple frames of Han shooting first. Why?
No proof.
fans everywhere freeze for a moment. Just like, something awful has just happened.
There's a disturbance in the Force.
Ben?
And just like the last one, Batman the Animated Series.
Oh my god, yeah, clean that up, because that's a dirty, there's a lot of dirty prints of those episodes.
That's just like, that, probably the biggest influence on me on in anything, in any type of medium, and I think that needs, that deserves to be converted in like wide, wide screen. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
And
let's make it happen,
Kevin. All right, well, news is over. An hour and 7 minutes of it.
There's like 2 minutes of laughing to edit.
I'm going to have to leave in a lot of stuff because it's just too good to cut. So take a little break here.
Do you guys still want to do trailers?
We'll come back. We'll do some trailer trash in a second. Hey, enjoy the trailer trash song. Yeah. Woo. Possum soup.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Ben, you have some trailer trash for us?
We got Three Sapphire on deck, and then a Seth MacFarlane comedy. Yes. These guys know. They like the weed.
All right, sci-fi, go.
So we talked a little bit about Prometheus, and I know this trailer came out a little while ago, but we haven't seen each other in a long time, so let's talk about it. I love the crap out of this trailer, even more so than the first one, and still, like you said earlier, showed nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary. That score was just
It left me with the same feeling as the Inception trailer.
Yeah.
Where
let's make it happen.
There's a 3 minute trailer, 3 to 4 minute trailer, and by the end of it I was like, I want to see this, it looks amazing, I have no idea what it's about.
Winning.
And that's how the trailer should be cut.
Can I tell you, Ben, that I saw this trailer in 3D on the big screen in Disney with Ridley Scott standing like 10 feet away from me.
So you went to Downtown Disney then?
Yeah, okay. And I snuck my way in. And it was
awesome.
How did
you sneak through?
you're a big red man.
Okay, maybe I didn't really sneak in, but, you know, basically I went down there, I was trying to get in, you'd think working for the company would help me get in, didn't happen. Tried to ask the manager, I was cool with, dickhead, hope he hears this, like, Ken, you're an ass.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Tell your friends.
But in the end, like, somebody hooked me up with a pass, and I got in, and, like, seriously, dude, he walked, like, 6 feet away from me, and I was just like, oh my god!
Were you like, ah!
Throwing your panties in.
And David Lindelof. I mean, like, I'm a bigger Ridley Scott fan, but Lindelof, like, I loved Lost, like, you know, gangsters.
Star Trek.
Yep. I mean, so on and so forth. But just like, and then they showed the trailer once, then he came on and they talked about it, and then they showed it again, and they left. And like, it was just epic.
Like, how would you feel about the trailer?
Oh, it was awesome. The new one. Yeah, I'm all about being manipulated by music and sound. And the music is like, it's like,
yeah. I don't know what it's about, but I want to see it.
We were so wrong.
And it's just like, and the one where it's like the girl wearing nothing or whatever, she's in, it's like...
Numi Redface or whatever her name is.
But that one, like,
what did
part,
you just call her? Hold on a minute.
Me and my friends had this discussion when Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, because we could not figure out how to say her name, so we ended up calling her Numi Rapeface. But it's...
That's subtle.
Ramace.
Well, it's R-A-P-A-C-E, right? Rapace?
What about you?
You're right, rape face. So, you like that much?
Pretty much rape face. That's what she gets for letting herself get raped in a movie.
Letting?
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, I mean like the actress, like let herself get the role.
I don't mean to do that like crudely and mean.
No, yeah.
I like her work. I
was not in the best intentions.
So we've learned that Mike hates blind people.
Midgets.
I don't hate blind people.
Just midgets.
He's just not a fan of victims.
I think that's true. That might be true.
Come on, pick yourself up. Sorry, bastard.
I just think it's funny saying things that upsets people. I don't know. Like, when people get upset about something, it's just like...
And that's why we love you.
That's funny.
Midgets.
Well, yeah. I have a question for Steve, since you saw it in 3D, and I know I'm not, like, a huge fan of 3D and everything, because it's a lot of it's in post. it's converted and what have you. Would you see this in 3D, seeing the trailer?
Yes, because, and really it's more because of what Ridley said. He said they filmed it in 3D.
Okay.
And that part with the, like, down that hall with the laser thingy.
Oh, man.
The little balls going down the hall.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I want it.
Whatever it is, that was really cool in 3D, because you're like, whoa, laser things.
I'm going to throw that at night to see where the bathroom is.
But yeah, I'll watch it in 3D, like... Yeah, you know, he put his stamp of approval. Like, you know, I'm a fan of Ridley's sci-fi stuff and his earlier work. Like, he's kind of jumped off ship lately, but I think this is. I really feel like this is him jumping back on board.
Returning to form.
Yeah, because I mean, like everything I've seen, like you know, his passion about it. Like, I'm all about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready for this movie. Like, June, hurry up. Like, all right, we'll make a quick pit stop at, like, the Avengers and Cabin in the Woods, but let's get going. Like,
someone's not a fan of Robin Hood.
No.
Total Recall.
Oh, God.
I haven't watched it yet.
Jason Bourne is...
Total Recall.
I'm sorry, Colin Farrell is Jason Bourne.
Okay. Dude, I'm not down with it. Like, what happened to Mars? Where's the fat lady suit? Like, yeah, I mean, I know I'm, like, being nostalgic and I want a bunch of things back from the 80s, but that's what made Total Recall awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, the story's kind of confusing. You're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, is he an agent or is he just tripped out? Like, you know, all that madness, but...
They got lost in the Arnold movie, too, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm
talking
about.
Actually, wasn't even
there. But, I mean, and then you don't have Arnold. Yeah. Like, get your ass back to Mars. Like, dude.
It's
like,
the
scene where he's, like, pulling that shit out of his nose, that was awesome, dude. You don't have that Ray Botton, like, special effects, like, makeup. It's all CG'd. I mean, not all down.
Right. Let me ask you this. If it wasn't called Total Recall, would you be interested in it?
Maybe.
Based on the trailer.
Yes. Probably.
The trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
like,
I,
if it had a different story, you know, because, I mean, I'd still be like, dude, they're just ripping off Total Recall. Like, you know?
There's no winning with you.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
From an aesthetic standpoint, I do like that they're going with the, like, the more modern Philip K. Dick stuff, Minority Report.
Minority Report, it looks
with the cars and everything. And the Blade Runner, and there's a little continuity there with the visuals. That's cool. Story-wise, I have no idea what they're doing if they're not doing Mars. But as long as it's still
like
Identity Crisis thing, then
I liked the way the city looked and stuff. It reminded me of, like, video games I played, like Deus Ex, stuff like that. Like, and
nice
I love the way those things look, you know? And, like, I like that, like, new Shanghai thing they're doing or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, like, let's get our asses back to Mars. I'm all for it, but at the same
time. Underwhelming in all respects.
Yeah.
The fact that Bryan Cranston is a thing that excites me the most, because I'm a huge Cranston fan.
Yeah. Anytime I see that man in a movie, it's like, I'd like to watch that just for his part.
Yeah.
Like,
so... Colin Farrell being cast was underwhelming. Mm-hmm. Even having Kate Beckinsale in it.
Yeah, because she's still just in her femme fatale.
Yeah,
being cast typed again.
So
I feel like Colin Farrell needs to, like, stop trying the American accent too. Like, I always feel like
hey, Arnold kept his accent.
Yeah.
Why does it
he
not?
Had no choice?
Why in? Because it's
get your ass back to Mars.
Because it's taking place in, like, a place called New Shanghai or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like, why wouldn't he have his Irish accent? Why does he have to have that American accent? I don't know. Somebody's got to ask these questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it is to an American audience, and we like to see people that look and sound like us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why
Dragon
Ball Z and Avatar, all those kids were white.
Yeah, well, let's not get onto the atrocity that is those movies. And the next trailer is.
Okay, so this isn't really a trailer, but it's a trailer of a trailer. Oh. And I don't, first of all, I don't understand why those are happening.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those, but Looper, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Joe Gore, Bruce Willis.
Time travel. What more do you need? Do you know Looper?
I think I skimmed over real quick today, but
Mike,
I did not
watch
it.
And it's the same team from Brick.
Okay, so it's, it's the same. He did another movie with Joe Gore, didn't he?
Mysterious Skin.
Okay. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a bounty hunter, time traveler. His newest assignment is himself, played by Bruce Willis, 40 years in the future. He has to hunt himself down.
That's awesome.
That's the premise of the movie.
So, the future Joe Gordon well. Is after John McClane.
Yes.
The future bodes well for Joseph Gordon-Levitt if he looks like Bruce Willis in the future.
Gonna be a bad Bruce Willis always.
Bruce Willis always looks sad to me. He's got those little lips. You just, you know.
Well, it's because he's always that guy. He's just always that guy. Like,
why me?
The fucking
well, I love Bruce Willis. I love Joe Gore. I love Brick.
Yeah.
I love time travel. There's nothing about this movie that doesn't make
sense. Sounds dope to me. Let's bring it on, fellas.
Got all the ingredients of a really good like sleeper hit for,
yeah.
for the summer. So.
Yeah.
So, but why are they doing these teaser trailers for teaser trailers? What the hell is
that? So wait, it's a teaser trailer for a teaser trailer?
Yeah, they're
trailer?
Saying, guess what? Our teaser trailer's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Just teasing you with it. So here's the trailer
for They've
the trailer.
They've done that numerous times already for The Avengers, for Prometheus. Yep. I don't know why for Looper. No one's even heard about it yet. Yeah.
You can't tease people who don't care.
Oh, tease ourselves.
I'm sorry, guys. Like, I totally forgot about this, but the James Bond trailer comes out next month.
Yeah.
Will we see a teaser of that
is there
teaser?
A teaser? Is there a teaser for the...
They put pictures out.
I hear
he looks
drinking
gangster
a Heineken.
As hell. It looks gangster, dude.
Let's talk about Bond for a second. They reveal that he's going to be drinking a beer, right? And people online flipped out.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
People were...
I guess I missed this memo.
He's not drinking a martini. He's going to drink a Heineken.
But it's for one scene.
Just for one scene, right? And people were, like, shitting their pants over this.
You think James Bond doesn't enjoy a nice beer every once in a while?
All I could think of is that in Casino Royale, they did everything to kind of say, look, this isn't Bond like you know it. We're taking this a different direction.
Yeah.
And people did have problems with it. But, like... I'd like a, give me a vodka martini, shaken or stirred. Do I look like I give a damn? Like, that says everything about how they feel about all the James Bondisms.
I mean,
so
like
if he's going to drink a beer, who gives a shit?
Yeah. I feel like after a long day of killing terrorists, I'd rather just sit back, have a beer. I don't need my fancy pants like a martini.
Yeah. It takes too long.
Yeah, just crack it open and have some suds. How is it?
Martini, kind of gay. Like, kind of gay.
Apple martini.
I like an Albertini and a pomegranate Cosmo. And on top of that, Bond has always been a vehicle for like product placement.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Beamers, Ashton Kutcher. I mean,
what do you know that we don't? Aston Martin's.
Punk'd presents. Yeah, so, awesome. I mean, this is just hoopla for nothing.
But have you guys seen some of those pictures? Like, he looks pretty, like, grimy in this one.
Yeah,
like,
well,
not
well,
as pretty boy.
Let's
like,
not talk too much about Bond.
Yeah. We'll wait till that trailer comes out, and then we'll really talk about it, right?
We'll trash that trailer. No problem, just trying to wrap it up here. So,
so you had one more for us?
Yes. Zach MacFarlane presents...
Ted.
Dude.
Can I just say one of the best moments this week was watching a teddy bear take a rip from the bong?
That was awesome.
Dude, if you guys liked that trailer, watch the Red Band.
Watch that too.
I think I did.
The thing at the end of Mark Wahlberg is like rat. Because I don't really like Mark Wahlberg all that much. But did you see the Red Band?
I did.
Okay, when he rattles off all those names right in fire, I
was so
dying.
Funny, dude. Look,
trailer trash names. I mean, trailer trash names, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. White trash girl names. Yeah. Michelle, Clarissa,
Amanda. Like,
it was just so, it was awesome.
Dude, that shit was so funny. Like,
But I think that's all in the writing, though, because for me, Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark, as a non-tough guy, he hasn't sold me yet.
Yeah.
Like, when he's tried to be sensitive or funny, like in The Happening or The Other Guys, it's just really, he's like cardboard. I'm like, come on, give me something in the face here.
I feel like he's acting with nothing. He's like, because when I watched that trailer, I was like, kind of impressed with him so far. But it definitely feels like, from what I've seen, like a giant, like, Family Guy episode. And that kind of worries me.
Yeah.
I love Family Guy, but...
I'm glad you said that, because Seth MacFarlane doing the voice of the bear, I think is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I feel like, as long as it wasn't Seth Rogen, anyone else could have done that voice, and it might have gave me a little more hope for the piece.
Yeah, because it feels like Family Guy.
Feels like
I feel like
American
I'm
Dad,
like,
feels like Family Guy, feels like Cleveland Show, it feels like the same old
Peter Griffin's right there.
MacFarlane...
And I don't mean to hate on him. Like, I love his stuff. I think he's hilarious. But, you know, like, just feel like I'm watching one of your cartoons, dude. Like, I mean, it's going to be hilarious. I was laughing my ass off watching the trip. Teddy bear taking a rip and bong. Like,
there you go.
Can we so say any more?
Told you they like it.
What's that?
Told you they like it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Potheads. That's all I got. All
right. Yeah, well, cool. So, a lot to look forward to this summer. And it's just starting to begin. Cabin in the Woods.
We should do a summer preview podcast.
Yeah, maybe next week. I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah.
Because we're starting early this year. Because it's only April and
it's getting earlier and earlier.
I feel like Hunger Games was the start of it all. Like,
well, it's weird because Hunger Games did come out way earlier than normally a summer movie would.
You always
do.
Get that spring break movie.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in 2007 or 2006, they had 300 in the same slot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the new, that's like a temple
slot.
It's the
Easter
slot,
but.
It's a new temple slot.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's take another break here.
Cool.
Let's pop in a movie, which is the whole point of this, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch Goodfellas.
Wait, we watch movies?
So,
what's a movie?
Take a listen here, folks, and coming back in a little bit.
I love you.
was that to me?
Yes.
He was a man of peace living on a quiet farm in North Dakota. Till one day, all hell broke loose.
Tim, we need you.
I'm a man of peace. I'm done killing. I want to raise a family.
That's just it, Tim. They've got your family. No!
Jack Howitzer is Tim in Exploder. From the heart of America to the jungles of Cambodia, follow one man's quest for peace.
Hoochie Bat, is that you?
Tim, I know you come. Just like old days, we kill everybody.
Tim, they've got your wife.
But I'm not married.
You are now to America.
He went in to save his country, but found his family. And lost a friend.
Hoochie!
Tim, don't leave me! You taught me baseball, Tim, and how to rap!
No! He would have been a fine American. I'll cry when I'm done killing.
Get yourself a body bag, strap yourself in, start making friends the American way. Exploder. Evacuator Part 2. Rated PG. May include patriotic garbage.